gets here, everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. I like to go just like the rest. I like my sugar sweet, but jumping queues and making haste just ain't my cup of meat. Everyone's beneath the trees, he's feeding pigeons on a limb. And when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on with him. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on. Someone on everyone's toes. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn.
Written by Bob Dylan, Mighty Quinn was a top 10 success for Manfred Mann in 1968. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where you have a seat on the 50-yard line for the fourth quarter of the Music Box football show. I'm Mike Duke, and here's a little school spirit by the Beach Boys.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, hey, take it away! Get
so
be free tight.
Your school! The football game, and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom poms now, and she'll be yelling tonight. So be true to your school, just like you would to your girl. Be true to your school, let your colors fly. Be true to your school.
Push it back, push it back.
Night's lipstick still upon his lips. Who makes the girls all do back over flips? Big Moo, the pride of South Central High. It's the morning class looking like the ring a tang. 5 minutes after the last bell is rang, the girls all sigh, ain't he the cutest thing? Big Still upon his lips, who makes the girls all do back over flips. Big Moo, the pride of South Central High. Then it's Saturday's big game when the band begins. His football suit hanging on his hips, last night's lipstick still upon his lips. Who makes the girls all do back over flips? Big Moo, the pride of South Central High.
Hey, hey,
that was Stonewall Jackson singing the praises of Ig Moo, the pride of South Central High, on that seldom-heard, forgotten record from 1959. Before that, the Beach Boys cheered us on with Be True to Your School. I'm Mike Duke, and the Music Box continues with singer and composer Mel Torme, who was born in Chicago on September 13th, 1925. Here he is singing Careless Hands.
Let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love. My heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love. Careless hands that can't hold on to love. Talking about those hands that can't hold on to love. Never loving hands
caballero. Ay, acaba de entrar Guaduce. Ese mulato que mide 7 pies y pesa 169 libras. Y cuando ese mulato llega al solar, todo el mundo dice, a correr, que ahí llegó Guaduce, el hombre más guapo de La Habana. Guaduce, Guaduce,
¿qué quiere?
Oye, me dicen que tú eres guapo.
A mí, todo me tiene miedo.
No me digas que a ti te tiene miedo, porque yo sé que me fajo con cualquiera.
Más grande que yo no hay ninguno.
Ah, 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 vamos a fajarnos.
Cuando quieras.
Nos fajamos, Guaduce. Nos bebemos la sangre aquí ahora mismo. ¿Qué es lo que pasa?
Nada.
Saca lo que tengo encima, que yo no te tengo miedo a ti.
Palo nada más.
Todo el mundo te tiene miedo en La Habana, caballero, pero yo...
¿Siete pies tengo yo?
A mí no me importa que tú tengas 7 pies. ¿Qué es lo que pasa? ¿Qué es lo que pasa, Guaduce? Dime. Conmigo no, porque yo de los guapos me río. Ah, 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 ah. Como te me río en la cara, Guaduce.
A correr.
¿Quién es que se va a pagar con Guaduce? No me des. Caballero, nadie se va a pagar con Guaduce. ¿Qué? ¿Le tiene miedo a Guaduce?
7 pies, grande y feo, a correr todo el mundo.
No le tenga miedo a Guaduce, muchacho.
El que no huye, corre.
No, que va. Cuando Guaduce llega y dice, yo soy guapo, usted seguía saca siempre.
Ray Barreto was born in New York City. El Guaduce became his biggest record outside the Spanish-speaking community in 1963. We also heard Careless Hands, which topped the charts for The Velvet Fog, Mel Torme, in 1949. I'm Mike Duke, and we're down to the final football feature of this week's Music Box. Any football broadcast or telecast concludes with an analysis of the game. Our analysis comes by way of Andy Griffith.
It was back last October, I believe it was. We was going to hold a tent service off at this college town. And we got there about dinner time on Saturday. And different ones of us thought that we ought to get us a mouthful to eat before that we set up the tent. And so we got off of the truck and followed this little bunch of people through this small little bitty patch of woods there. And we come up on a big sign. It says, get something to eat here. And I went up and got me 2 hot dogs and a big orange drink. And before that I could take every mouthful of that food, this whole raft of people come up around me and got me to where I couldn't eat nothing, up like, and I dropped my big orange drink. I did. Well, friends, they commenced to move, and they want so much that I could do but move with them. Well, we commenced to go through all kinds of doors and gates and I don't know what all, and I looked up over one of them and it says North Gate. And we kept on going through there, and pretty soon we come up on a young boy. And he says, ticket, please. And I says, friend, I don't have a ticket. I don't even know where it is that I'm going. I did. Well, he says, come out as quick as you can. And I says, I'll do her. I'll turn right around the first chance I get. Well, we kept on moving through there, and pretty soon everybody got where it was that they was a-going because they parted, and I could see pretty good. I could. And what I seen was this whole raft of people a-setting on these 2 banks and a-looking at one another across this pretty little green cow pasture. Well, they was. And somebody had tuck and drove white lines all over it and drove posties in it and I don't know what all. And I looked down there and I seen 5 or 6 convicts a-running up and down and a-blowing whistles. They was. And then I looked down there and I seen these pretty girls wearing these little bitty short dresses and a dancing around. And so I sat down and thought I'd see what it was that was going to happen. I did. And about the time I got set down good, I looked down there and I seen 30 or 40 men come running out of one end of a great big outhouse down there. They did. And everybody where I was a-setting got up and hollered. And about that time, 30 or 40 come running out of the other end of that outhouse, and the other bank full, they got up and hollered. And I asked this fellow that was besetting beside of me, I says, "Friend, what is it that they're hollering for?" Well, he whopped me on the back and he says, "Buddy, have a drink." Well, I says, "I believe I will have another big orange." And I got it and sat back down. And when I got down there again, I seen that them men had got in two little bitty bunches down there. They had rail close together. And they voted. They did. They voted and elected one man apiece. And them two men come out in the middle of that cow pasture and shook hands like they hadn't seen one another in a long time. And then a convict come over to where they was a-standing, and he took out a quarter, and they commenced to odd man right there. They did. Well, after a while, I seen what it was that there's odd manning for. It was that both bunches full of them men wanted this funny-looking little pumpkin to play with. They did, and I know, friends, that they couldn't eat it because they kicked it the whole evening and it never busted. But anyhow, what I was a-telling was that both bunches full wanted that thing. And one bunch got it, and it made the other bunch just as mad as they could be. And, friends, I seen that evening the awfulest fight that I have ever seen in my life. I did. They would run at one another and kick one another and throw one another down and stomp on one another and grind their feet in one another and I don't know what all. And just as fast as one of them would get hurt, they'd tote him off and run another number. Well, they'd done that as long as I sat there. But pretty soon, this boy that had said, "Ticket, please," he come up to me and he says, "Friends, you're going to have to leave because it is that you don't have a ticket." And I says, "Well, all right." And I got up and left. And I don't know, friends, to this day what it was that there's a-doing down there, but I have studied about it. And I think that it's some kindly of a contest where they see which bunchful of them men can take that pumpkin and run from one end of that cow pasture to the other without either getting knocked down or stepping in something.
What it was football, was a stand-up comedy routine delivered by Deacon Andy Griffith in December 1954. As we head home from the big game, here are the Seekers, a world of our own.
Close the door, light the light, we're staying home tonight. Far away from the bustle and the bright city lights, let them all fade away. Just leave us alone, and we'll live in a world of our own. All our sorrows we'll leave far behind us there. And I know you will find there'll be peace of mind when we live in a world of our own.
Oh my love, I cry for you so much. Lonely nights without sleeping while I long for your touch. Now your lips can erase the heartache I've known. Come with me to a world of our own.
We'll build a world of our own that no one
which we live in a world of our own.
Australia, by way of London, the Seekers had several hits in the U.S., including A World of Our Own in 1965. I'm Mike Duke. Next week, I'll be back with another full music box from my house to your radio, right here at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. Matt the Cat is up next with the Juke in the Back. Check him out after the news and after the music box concludes with We Five. You were on my mind.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. And you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got to ease my pain, just to ease my pain. I got love.